From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. The Colorado River is shrinking, and leaders from the states that use it are on the hook to come up with a new plan for managing its water. They have to submit that plan to the federal government by 2026, when the current rules for sharing that water expire. KUNC's Alex Hager reports those state leaders do not think former President Donald Trump's return to the White House will change their strategy.
For all the chaos a Trump administration could bring to Washington, water leaders in the West think the nitty-gritty of managing the Colorado River will be largely unaffected.
I think if you're using history as your guide, the election probably doesn't mean a whole lot.
That's John Ensminger, who runs the Southern Nevada Water Authority.
We have seen both Democratic and Republican administrations over the last 2.5 decades have pretty consistent Colorado River policy.
On the campaign trail, Trump talked about gutting or entirely dissolving some federal agencies, but Ensminger thinks that won't happen to the ones that manage Western water.
I expect there to be a Department of the Interior. I expect there to be a Bureau of Reclamation, because someone has to actually operate the dams on the Colorado River.
Other top water negotiators agreed. Regardless of the president, Western water management has mostly been left in the hands of technical experts, even during Trump's first term. Tom Buschatsky, the top water official in Arizona, says states and the feds were able to reach some big conservation deals last time Trump was in charge.
So I'm actually taking the optimistic outlook. We've been able to continue on the momentum and keep continuity across changes at that level.
But what about climate change? It's warmed the planet and supercharged the 2-decade mega drought that is shrinking the Colorado River. Trump and his allies have denied that climate change even exists. But Buschatsky says the realities of less water are harder to deny.
I don't think that the debate over climate change is going to change the view of the federal administration about the need to deal with a smaller river or how we're going to get there. I just don't see it happening.
For all their confidence about working with the federal government, the states can't figure out how to agree amongst themselves. The 7 states are split into 2 groups, and those camps each submitted separate proposals to the feds about how to manage the river. Elizabeth Cobley studies water policy at the University of Nevada, Reno.
I sort of worry that, like, when our house isn't in order inside the basin, then these bigger national level, big P political kind of changes are more likely to impact policymaking or more likely to add more stress.
The states say they're working to find agreement, even though they appear far apart.
The story remains the same. We're committed to coming up with a solution.
Gene Shawcroft is Utah's top water negotiator.
This is a 7-state solution, not an administration solution, if you will. And so there's no waffling in our commitment to come up with a solution.
In the past, the federal government has set deadlines and threatened to bring down the hammer on states if they don't set aside their differences. J.B. Hamby, California's water negotiator, says that could happen with this next administration.
Are we going to have this be tested in another venue that's either through some sort of unilateral federal action or by the courts, or can we work together to accomplish something as states, which so far has not happened?
Pressure for the states to come to an agreement is only mounting. Until then, demand for water will remain steady, and on the other side of the equation, climate change will keep sapping the river. And the next president is poised to enact policies that could make climate change worse. I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.